Now it's the time to listen to Clear Thinking, Weekly Reflections, Part 2. Last week we were speaking about from taking to giving. And now we will have the continuation of the same talk. From taking to giving is experiences shared by Mike George, and we will listen to them. Clear Thinking. From taking to giving, Part 2. Levels of giving. The intention behind every action and interaction will fall into one of two categories, giving or taking. Some give because they expect to get something in return, which means they are taking when they are giving. Others take because they want to be able to give more or give better. They are already giving, and a few give everything they have. And a few give everything they have either because they need to be seen as a giver, which means they are still taking, or because they respond to a call to give to others for no reason other than it is the natural thing to do so. In a rampantly material world where the vast majority of us are conditioned to want, take and keep, those who are genuinely generous and authentically kind appear to be as treasured individuals. However, it seems that more of us are hearing the call to give, to be more benevolent, to make a contribution to something bigger than ourselves. John F. Kennedy called it a care beyond the self. Unfortunately, when many do hear that call, either from their own conscience or their spirit moves them to reverse the process from taking to giving, they are unsure where to start. Others find the habit of taking so strongly rooted in their personality, they find it hard to change the direction of their energy despite their good intentions. A few do get started, but find the pressure from the peer group or the society itself to remain on the take side so great that they discover themselves resorting to the old patterns of thinking and acting, driven by the old voice in their head which says, get what you can whenever you can. So, how can we begin to practice the art of giving while going against the tide of our habits or our society? Here are 7 levels at which you could begin to practice giving and increase your levels of altruism. See which level feels right for you. The first level of giving would be responsibility. Is there someone at work or at home to whom you can give greater responsibility? It might mean letting go of a task or a process that you think that only you can do or you should do. As you give responsibility to another, you empower them, you encourage them, you are saying, I value you and I trust you. The second one is sacrifice. This means to forego what you want or think you need in order to allow someone else to have it. Parents tend to be good at this towards their children. However, if it's done with resentment, it's not real. The extreme form of sacrifice is to lay down your life for someone or some cause. Not a good idea when it is premeditated. Martyrs are not givers. And the third level of giving might be at a different level, that is spiritual. Perhaps the most advanced form of giving is the invisible, yet powerful energy that you radiate from your being. Spiritual giving is the giving of good wishes to another in the form of your thoughts and feelings. Anyone can do this because we are all spiritual beings. But most of us will need to do a little awareness work in order to eliminate the negative tendencies which have crept into our consciousness and which diminish the quality of our radiation. And the fourth one is masterly giving. When you recognize you are a little more experienced than other in whatever situation or field, offer to share your experience or even your wisdom. Not forcing or imposing, simply offering. There is one more level of giving, and that is charity. Perhaps the easiest level at which to practice. Find a charity or a benevolent organization who serve a constituency with which you feel drawn to help, and offer your time or skills to further their work. There are the kind of people who also believe in the other level of giving. Some people call it vocation. Some people go to work to exchange their head and hands for money. Other people go to work to be of service to others, and the money is a bonus. Ask yourself, why do you go to work? To get something or to give something? When you offer the hand of help, kindness or friendship beyond the minimum necessities at your work, you are in the giving zone. And the final level of giving is gratitude. Perhaps the easiest way to create the giving habit is to find reasons to say thank you. Make a list of 10 people and send them something that says thank you. The attitude of gratitude is a power that gives you altitude. Just like last week, after listening to so much, we still have certain questions in our minds, isn't it? So, just ask questions to yourself. So we are posing a question to you. Prioritize the above in terms of depth. So far, whatever you have heard, just try to prioritize them. What is the deepest to what is the least deep? We gave you 7 levels of giving. Which one do you find the deepest? Obviously, the question will give you some answer. The reflection of your mind. Look into the mirror. Finish the sentence 3 times with different endings. And the sentence would be, reflect your own thoughts. I find it hard to give because, ask yourself why. When you find an answer and you have looked at the mirror, take an action. Change yourself. Make a list and create ways to express or to send gratitude to 5 people in your life. Sounds easy? Yes, it is. So, you can differentiate taking and giving very easily. Sounds difficult, but it isn't. If you desire for something, you are taking. If you have the feeling of fulfilling, then you are giving. If you try to control things, that's what your nature is, of controlling things, then you are taking. But if you let go of things, you are freeing things, then you are on the giving side. If you have too many expectations, you demand too much, you are expecting, obviously you are taking. And if you are allowing people to come near you, if you are allowing things to happen, then certainly you are giving. If you have the habit of accumulating, you are taking. But if you love to share, then you are giving. You are criticizing someone, you are taking. You are appreciating someone, you are giving. You are attached to something, there is a lot of attachment in you, you are taking it again. But if you are giving it away, if you are detaching yourself, you are on the giving hand. These are the weekly reflections for this week. We will continue the next one in the series the coming week. You're listening to Om Shanti Radio. the voice of peace.